G'day everyone, Ian here on a beautiful early-ish August day in southeast Queensland. Beautiful and warm. The car is saying it's 23 degrees outside. Feels quite a bit warmer than that. Perfect. 8/8 clear sky. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm heading up to Toowoomba. And I thought I might do this audio boo because I was thinking during the week, I was actually talking to the lovely Caroline about how much I love my Mondays off. And the reason I love my Mondays off was reminded me because I was listening to a podcast the other day, and on the spur of the moment, these two commentators started talking about something quite technical that they had strong opinions about, they disagreed with, and they spoke beautifully, clearly, succinctly, to the point, were able to get their points across with analogy and storytelling techniques, and they didn't and ah, they didn't use verbal pausing in order to get their minds around an idea. They were able to just speak clearly, and they didn't stumble and falter. They were professional radio announcers, granted, and highly intellectual. But they spoke with such clarity, and I said to Caroline, I miss that. I miss practicing that. I miss honing that skill, which I'm still incredibly incompetent at, and which I would love to be so much better at. So I thought I'd get on the old audio boo and have a bit of a crack at seeing if I can practice these skills a little bit while driving to Toowoomba. My mum, unfortunately, a bit over a week ago, took a bit of a tumble. She's 84, the poor old dear. She did a zig instead of a zag, turned and lost a footing and went down hard on her right shoulder and snapped the ball off her humerus. So, I went up last Sunday. It's Sunday today, a week later, and I went and checked in on her, and she was doing a pretty tough, mind you, she's very stoic when it comes to pain. She has had a lot of skeletal type issues over the years. Not totally debilitating, but pretty damn tough from time to time. And she's pretty resilient to pain and that sort of issue. So she was stoically dealing with it. She had her arm in a sling, and if she had to move, she grimaced and then settled herself in, and then she came back to the conversation. But she was actually enjoying herself a great deal because there were so many people coming to fuss over her. So she was very much enjoying having all the attention. And the nursing staff at the Toowoomba General Hospital are just tremendous and looking after her, much the same as I've said about the care that my now deceased dad had during the last few years. So I went and saw mum, and yeah, during the week they have had to do some surgery on her. They basically did a complete shoulder reconstruction, which involved doing a shoulder replacement. So they've disposed of the shattered ball and they've put in a steel, titanium, whatever it is, stainless ball into her shoulder, and I think they might have even replaced the socket, the cup that it goes into as well. That happened Wednesday. Any sort of procedure like that for an 84-year-old is a little bit dodgy, and my sister with some anxiety because a friend's father in the UK had a similar sort of operation a couple of years ago and unfortunately got dehydrated, and that caused his kidneys to shut down. Eventually he died. So Susan decided she was going to come up on Thursday. And she came up to Toowoomba, and she's been with mum ever since then, basically as her advocate. The public health system's good. I don't think it's because it's public health or private health system. I think when you're in a tough situation with your health and you're being hospitalised and medicated and cared for, you really need to have somebody who can advocate for you. And that's what my sister's been doing. She's a nutritionist, so she's got a little bit of medical knowledge, quite a bit actually, and she's been keeping a bit of an eye on things. Mum's kidneys were struggling the other day, and we had a moment of anxiety of, oh my God, here we go, 3 months out from Dad dying, and we might be doing another one. Didn't want that. So, she was badly dehydrated, may have been a little bit dehydrated before the operation, and she was a lot worse afterwards. So Susan has been sort of making a point of keeping an eye on things and making sure that the medical staff care for her, and just basically questioning certain procedures, and that's been causing them to maybe have a second look, and that's worked out quite well. Her hemoglobin levels were very, very low also, so she was very tired and low blood pressure. It seems that she probably had a fairly major bleed because of the fall and a lot of bruising where maybe she lost a lot of blood. So Susan was able to keep a bit of an eye on them as far as getting blood into the system. They put two bags of blood into her. Anyway, a little bit of anxiety that first day post-operative, and I remember phoning up Mum and saying, yeah, tearfully, please don't die yet. Please don't. If you have to go, you do. Please. It's okay. You know, we don't want you suffering, but I'd rather you don't. I'd like another good 10 years out of you. And we sort of tearfully laughed about all that, and she said, okay, I'll hang around. I said that to her because I didn't want her to just sort of roll over. I wanted her to choose to fight, because I think sometimes at certain times in life you can be, eh, will I bother? Won't I? I don't really know. I'm a bit ambivalent about it. And if you're feeling a bit sad and sore and sorry and maybe negative, you might just sort of give up the ghost when there's no need to, when it's really not that bad. So last I heard yesterday, she was well and truly on the mend. And I saw some photos. Susan sent some photos via text of the scar, the injury scar, and it's significant. All these staples running down her shoulder. Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. But, you know, they had to chop a shoulder open, didn't they? And it doesn't look like there's any infection. It's all nice and pink and lovely, and it looks good. So I'd imagine in another few days, probably midway into next week, they'll probably let her out once things have settled a little bit. That's what's been happening, and that's why I'm going up to Toowoomba now to go and visit Mum, see how she is. It's an hour and a half to 2 hour drive, so it's a little bit of a hike. It's not the sort of thing I'd want to do on a daily basis. I have done it urgently. Mum has called me and said, I need help now, and I've been up there 2 hours later. But it's a bit of a drama. It basically blows the better part of a day out of my life. So I don't like to do it too randomly, but doing it today to go and visit Mum and see how Susan's going, and maybe over the next week or two I might have to do it a few more times to help care for her. That's been the big thing that's been happening in the last week or so. But last week also, and I've only got another 3 minutes left on this, I had a opportunity to be interviewed by ABC News because of the things that are happening at work. We've got a robot, we're calling it. It's really a multi-axis, six-axis CNC robotic arm that we can use for machining different things. And there's a bit of a hoopla PRRR thing that was happening, and they got the ABC News in along with the Queensland University of Technology, and they made a bit of a news item. And so they did a little interview of me. Basically only one sentence was used, which is very much par for the course of news items. But I was saying to one of the owners of the company how much I enjoyed it, and frankly how well he did in the interview situation as well. He doesn't feel he's overly competent about being interviewed. I mentioned how much I enjoyed it, and I'd definitely be up for doing more of that. He got quite animated and excited about it, and I said, I enjoy it, but I'm not good at it. I wish to be better. I would love to be able to express myself clearly and succinctly so much more. And this is one of the motivations for doing the podcast in the first place, for getting on Audioboo way back in the day, for feeling a little bit motivated to get on here now. I think a lot of the times with Audioboo and the like, we can babble on too much. You've got to have something to say. So often I don't feel like I've got anything to say, so I say nothing. But it is such a great platform for just practicing this. So that's what I thought I'd do today as I drive up to Toowoomba to see my mum. Wishing you the best, everybody. Hope it's good wherever you are. Bye-bye for now.